broadcasting around the world on International Shortwave and on the Radio Disclosure Radio Network. I bid you good morning, good evening, wherever you may be in our universe. Tonight, we're going to cover a topic that I've covered before, but I put a call out there on the radio show and I said, listen, if you've got a home warranty disaster story, I want to hear about it. I want you to call me up and tell me about it. And in fact, right now, if you're listening, call us 1-833-880-9899. That's 1-833-880-9899. I'd like to hear from you. And tonight, I want to open the lines and talk about the home warranties, the horror stories. And if you got a good story, we'll take that too. But for the most part, in my personal experience of dealing with my story, the home warranty turned out to be a scam and actually wound up costing me more money. And we purchased it under the, I didn't purchase it. It came with my house when we purchased our house. Let's go to Dayton, Ohio. Heather, welcome to the show. And do you got a home warranty story that you want to tell us?
Yes, I do. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell me what happened.
So a little bit about what happened to me and my husband. We moved into our home September of this past year, 2020. And the home warranty came with our home. After we had moved in, we had discovered that there was something wrong with the whole HVAC air conditioning system. And I called the realtor, asked her, you know, because we had just moved in, if they had said anything on the inspection. I didn't see it, anything like that. She had sent it over to our home warranty.
Now, one of the biggest marketing things that these guys push is the HVAC systems on these home warranties. They tell you all the time, well, before you purchase this house or get your house, because of how expensive it is to fix an HVAC system, a home warranty covers you.
Yes, and they push that. They tell you, you know, a whole new system is going to cost you $9,000, $10,000, however much money. And they say, here, you know, buyer warranty, $700 covers all of that, just in case, peace of mind. You know, like car insurance. It is nothing like car insurance. So, as I said, ours broke down, not working at all. I called somebody. They told us that they could have somebody out in about 2 weeks to look at it. And that was after getting them on the phone. I cannot tell you how much time I spent on hold. There was at one point I was on hold for 6 hours myself. I mean, their game is to make you wait and wait and wait and push you off and mess with you and try to get you to just give up. And I feel like that's where they make their money, is they feel like people just are going to give up. And I'm not somebody that gives up. So I called them and emailed them every single day.
You became a thorn in their side is what it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to make them hold true to as much of their standards as I possibly could. So my real estate agent is also their is a broker and uses them for her whole office. So I had her, I leveraged her power to influence them to help as well. And that didn't even do as much good as you would think. So after talking with their HVAC people, they had told me all this mumbo jumbo about how they could put it back together. It would be fine. It's a 20-year-old unit. What they didn't realize is that I have worked in a few different things that gave me maybe more experience than they realized. I could tell that there was a crack in the heat exchanger. and that there was a few other things going on within the system. It needed a total replacement. And they were trying to give me this short fix. And what it was going to do is it was going to cost me way more money in the long run as far as running a broken system. So I called a friend of mine, and I ran with their instructions 100%. And as far as using an outside contractor. And between him and I, we were on hold so much. We went around and around for months, him and I teaming up together trying to get this done. And eventually it got to the point where I found out that there's a buyout option. And so I started to push with the buyout option, because I actually have somebody that's disabled that lives in my home, and they can't have the heat fluctuation. It's detrimental to their health. And I told them that, and they did not care. They couldn't get anybody out here within a reasonable amount of time. I was supposed to have calls back from managers. I mean, I never received the calls that I claimed I was going to get. They would bounce you around from one department to the next, saying that they didn't have the answer. This person had the answer. You'd get to that department. They tell you this person doesn't have the answer. The other person had the answer that you just came from. Tell them the story over and over. At one point, I actually got my contractor on the phone with us as a three-way call, including the home warranty company, and listened to the whole thing, recorded the whole thing. And they tried to tell me the next phone call that he didn't tell them the right things, didn't do the right things. I mean, there was a number of things, and I explained that I knew exactly what he said because I was on the call myself. And so that was a fun go round. So
well,
I
you do
email
you do
the recording to them.
You do realize that majority of these home warranty companies like to have a direct contact to the contractor. They want to talk to the contractor themselves. They want to make the decision themselves. It's almost like you don't own your property to where you can't make a decision on your property when you engage these scam artists. They want to fix it for as little money as possible.
Exactly. And what I found out is that they actually get a lot of the pieces that they use and how they piece everything back together is from auctions. And some of it can be like damaged return material. All kinds of different things go into this. I asked from looking around. I asked to the company. I've done a lot of research into it. And they were just going to piece my unit back together to the point where it was just going to bleed and cost me more money. So they ended up cutting me a check after about a 4-month go around. Like I said, I called and emailed every single day.
4 months you went through this.
4 months. And I finally got, it was about, I believe, about $2,600. And I ended up paying $9,000 to redo the whole system.
So, folks, let this be a lesson for you. The home warranty does not do what they say they're going to do. I have yet to talk to anybody yet that claims that their home warranty company has done right by them. And if you've got a story like that, 1-833-880-9899 is the number. I'll put you on the air. I'll let you tell the story. These things are a scam. They take advantage of people like Heather. They take advantage of you, the consumer. What's interesting is the company that did mine, which is 210. After I made contact with them, I kid you not, I get more marketing from them in my inbox than I do anything else at this point.
We do as well. We have the same company.
It's ridiculous. If you right now go online and you start searching this again, this is a bad situation. So you wind up doing this yourself. You waited 4 months. You had somebody in your house. To me, it almost sounds like you could take him to small claims court.
Oh, very easily. Because, I mean, just to refill it with Freon, especially because of the pandemic, there's a shortage on certain kinds. It was like $500 or $600 every time they had to come out and refill it before it was replaced. And that, the whole warranty company does not cover. And every single time someone comes out, they charge you $100. Something else that I found very fishy about them is I asked for a copy of my contract. I'm very good with contracts. They refused to send it to me. They said I had to be under policy for I can't remember what the amount of time was, but they absolutely refused it to send it to me or my contractor.
Now, hold on. If this was purchased, there should have been a contract up front.
Correct.
And if they're providing a service like this, there's supposed to be a contract. Wow.
And I was asking them to cite the specific pieces of the contract that they were using to say that they weren't going to cover certain aspects of my fix.
Yeah, for us, what wound up happening is they told me that they sent a contractor out here. They privately talked to the contractor after the second one, and they told me that my tub was no longer covered because somebody used silicone at some point. Well, I found out that those tubs, that particular model, comes from the factory with silicone. It's any way to get out of paying a claim. I mean, they're really good at it. It's a scam. Well, thank you for joining us, Heather. Folks, we're going to continue this show. We got an hour of this. We're going to keep talking about these scam artists and what they've done. We got three more calls stacked up here right now. 1-833-880-9899. 1-833-880-9899. And from what I can see on the call screening software, it does not look good for the home warranty situation. We'll be back. This is Radio Disclosure. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. Home warranties, good, bad, the ugly. I think we haven't found any that have been nice to anybody so far. If you've got a good home warranty story, you're welcome to call us. 1-833-880-9899. 1-833-880-9899. We're going to go to Birmingham, Alabama. Welcome, Ivory, to the show. And my understanding is you've got a story to tell.
I do.
Well, where do you want to start?
So let's just start with the fact that I had to wind up filing a Better Business Bureau complaint against them. And then that's the first time I had heard from them in about 3 months.
So they answered
the Better Business Bureau.
So hold on.
But all they did was cancel my service, which I requested, because they would never fix anything.
So let's back up for a second.
Okay.
So I'm under the belief that these home warranties are a scam, and I believe they're scam artists in, you know, they're wolves in sheep clothing, okay? And they prey on people.
You know, so what they do, they call you, and then they tell you everything is covered and you got to pay this fee every month and take the money out of your checking account. But then when you call them, like, for instance, I called them last August about my air conditioner. They had two technicians come out. Alabama gets really hot. I'm working from home because of the pandemic. They say the motherboard needs to be replaced. So then they said the motherboard is not covered under the contract. But then the contract says they can't repair it, it's supposed to replace it. So they said they couldn't replace it because the part is not a part that they cover. But now you can't replace it. But that's not what you said. You said if we can't repair it, we'll replace it.
Right.
Then I went ahead to find someone to fix it myself. When that guy came, the certified technician, he said, your motherboard is fine. Nothing wrong with it. Your unit is only 10 years old. It's in excellent condition. He said, your transistor burned out. He fixed it in 45 minutes. I paid him $450. He said, have a nice day. I gave everything over to Choice Home Warranty. They said, well, you had a repair without prior approval, so we can't pay for it.
So to me, it sounds like you have a story here where they sent their worthless technician out there, and one of the games that, and what company was this, by the way?
Choice Home Warranty.
So one of the games that Choice Home Warranty plays from one of the previous shows I did on this subject is they work very close with their contractors. The contractor does not come and tell you, the homeowner, what's wrong. They call the home warranty company and tell them what's wrong. It's a situation where they're hiding from the homeowner details.
Yeah, so in this case, they did tell us what was wrong. They said it was the motherboard. But then they said they had to get approval from Choice to fix it. But then Choice came back and said, that's not a part that we cover.
Yeah, to me...
But the crazy thing is, the other technician that I hired on my own said the motherboard has no issue. And this is the crazy thing. When he fixed it, August last year, I'm using my air conditioner today, right now. And I have used it since that man fixed it, and nothing else has happened to my air conditioner.
So how much money...
And Choice claims that the transistor, whatever they call it, is covered. But they claim that I didn't get their prior approval, and their technician didn't tell them that was wrong. So maybe that... I don't know. All I know is they try everything that they can not to fix anything or replace anything.
So how much money in the long run were you actually out after you were paying this home warranty company?
About $47 a month for the last 2.5 years.
So let me get out my calculator here.
Please.
47 for 2 years, right?
2.5 years, 2.5 years.
So... For 12 months, that's for a year, you're paying $564.
Yes.
And so let's just, I'm going to take, so 564 divided by 2, so that's a half a year. I'm doing fifth grade math here, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So you spent to the home warranty company $846 there or give about, and I'd be willing to bet.
I had to pay the two companies that came out. I had to get both of them $65 each.
So 65 plus 65. So you're at $974.
Yes, sir.
So, folks, here's the thing. $976 she paid in 2 years. If you were to have taken that premium and you were to put it into a bank account, and if you were to have saved it, you would have well paid for your repair. How much was your actual repair from...
The actual repair was $455.
So you would have still had in the bank account when you did that repair $521. Oh,
and
man.
And not only that, check this out. My garage door opener broke this year. They wouldn't even take the claim. And the repair on that was $255.
Jeez.
Well, and I paid that out of my pocket. And so based on your math, I still would have had almost $300 left on my account.
That's correct. Yeah. And folks, the whole point to this is these companies are a scam. This is they're scamming you out of your hard earned money. And what you've got to do is you've got to say no, get rid of these people out of your life.
Yep.
I can't See, I got scammed by one that, and I didn't even purchase the home warranty. It came with the house that I purchased. And I'm sorry, but now that I know what I know, I would never, ever, ever purchase one of these things.
It's not worth it at all.
It sounds like to me it's more difficult to get what you've put in to get back out, and it should be the other way. Like you, it, I don't know. And yes, I had an expert that joined us on our last show that we did on this, and he basically boiled it down to this, that what they do is with their contractors, and they don't get great contractors because these guys are hungry and they're working these kind of jobs, and it's scummy work is what they're doing, is basically what he
said. If they do the work, what they try to do is they try to sell me a new unit. One of them tried to sell me a new unit for $10,000.
And they, and the home warranty company is not going to cover that, right?
No, well, no, not at all. They even had the audacity to tell me that they could give us we could put $1,000 down and pay monthly. So now, why would the home warranty be to cover it? It's a brand new unit. And not only that, to mention, the young man that fixed my unit, he said, I can get you a new unit with your air conditioner, your furnace, and do everything for you for $3,500.
Jeez. Sounds like to me what they were trying to do is also get you into a loan of some kind. So
yes.
that way you, it's a bait and switch. Oh my gosh. Oh my. Well, folks, we're going to continue on with this show. If you want to join us and you got a good home warranty story, 1-833-880-9899. 1-833-880-9899. Love to hear from you. Still haven't had anybody give me a good one yet. I'm waiting. We'll be back. This is Radio Disclosure. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. We're continuing this escapade on the home warranties. And the more you got to remember, we did a show on this before. And the show on it before, in my opinion, was good. I mean, we went through a lot. And quite frankly, to use these home warranties, which I think they're a scam, that's my opinion. I'm not saying 100% they are a scam, but that's my opinion. From the home warranty person that I talk with on my home warranty, this is what she had to say when I went to use it.
There's a lot of kind of red tape around things.
Let me play that again for you. Are you ready?
There's a lot of kind of red tape around things.
Yeah, there's a lot of red tape around things. Then when I asked her how she really felt about home warranties and if they were important, here's what she had to say.
I feel like home warranties are still a good thing to have because, yes, there are things it does not cover, but in the long run, I think it does stop a lot of really big charges on thing, everyday kind of things that do break down.
Really? I kind of disagree with that. Let's go to Callie. Hey, Callie, welcome to the show. Welcome to Radio Disclosure. Sounds like you've got, from what I heard, a couple different stories of the home warranty, which I want to call it a scam, personally. That's me. You've got multiple stories. Where do you want to start on that? Which one?
Probably the worst one is our bathtub.
Well, what happened with that?
We had a jetted tub, jacuzzi tub, in our master bathroom. We have an older home, so it's an older tub. The bubbles stopped working on it, and you had to bang on it to get it to come on, and the faucet leaked. It was just all around, needed to be replaced. So I called the warranty multiple times. We've had this warranty company for like 4 years.
Now, let me ask you this question. What made you want to buy a home warranty, or did you buy it, or did it come with your house?
When I bought my house, it came with my house for the first year. And then, me not being so handy, I was like, oh, this is great. So I continued the coverage.
So you got it with the house. You wanted to continue the coverage. I'm just laying this out for you. So I'm going to take it your jacuzzi tub that you had probably worked for the first year or so you were there?
It didn't even work really for the first year. We found out pretty quick that the bubbles, we were told that the relay switch was bad. So if you banged on it or you put your hand on it, it would work, but that was about it.
So how did the home warranty company deal with this?
Well, like I said, I called them every 3 or 4 months to bring up the situation about the tub, and it was always the same thing. We don't cover hot tubs. And finally, I got really aggressive and was like, it's not a hot tub. It's the bathtub in my bathroom. And I know for a fact that you cover jacuzzi tubs because I'm looking at it right here. And so they finally sent a plumber out to look at it. And, well, that's a whole nother issue, because then we started receiving, there's no service contractors in your area. That's a good one. They use that one all the time. And that means you have to go find your own service contractor. And when you do that, they're less likely to pay you your money back. So I had a contractor come out, and he told us that the relay was bad. And he was like, look, this is an old tub. It's better just to have it replaced. So I called 210, told him what he said, handed him the phone so he could also tell them that. And I never heard anything else about the tub. Because then they started saying, well, you know, if we replace the tub, we're not going to replace the surround. And I'm like, fine, I understand that. At least I can get some money back. So, never heard anything. Called other plumbers out. They said the same thing. And finally, in September, I replaced the tub myself.
So, let me ask you this. How much were you spending with this home warranty company monthly, just an estimate?
So at first, it was $75 a month. And then when you have a service contractor come out, you pay them $100. Then they duped me into lowering my monthly payment. Well, that's what they told me. And then when the contractor came out, it would go to $75. Well, now I pay $110 a month, and I pay $75 when the contractors come out.
Interesting. So let me do some fifth grade math here for a second. So you said your first year was free, correct? Because that came with your house.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So somebody else paid that, but you've had it for, you said, I think 4 years is what you said previously?
4 or 5 years.
Okay. So let's say 4 or 5 years minus the other years, roughly 4 years. So 75 times, oh, wait. Not, I'm getting ahead of myself. So 12 months times four. So let's do that. 12 months times four. That's 48 months times 75. That's $3,600.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to ask this question. And the reason why this isn't to drive you crazy, but this is just putting things in perspective for the listeners out there. If you were to have taken that $75 premium and you were to put that, let's say, into a savings account and called it emergency fund,
mm-hmm.
and you left it there and you had $3,600, would that have covered this tub issue that you had from all the expenses? And there's other hidden expenses in here too that we haven't added up yet, I'm sure, which would include like your service guy that comes out that works on it. So mm-hmm. Those are what for you, how much were you paying for that? 75 per?
At first I was paying 100 and now I pay 75.
Would you say you probably at least had five people come out? So I would say, let's just say $500 added to that. So you got $4,100 sitting there that could have been in a bank account. Would that have covered your entire tub replacement?
It would have covered probably just to have the tub put in. And, you know, the electrical and the faucets and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, did you actually wind up saving money with 210 at that point? That's the question I'm trying to drive down to here.
Probably not.
And see, and that's the thing, that these guys are supposed to be providing a service. They have sold you this idea. And you can tell me if I'm wrong, but by listening to you, they've sold you this idea. And this idea is, you pay us $75 a month, and we got you covered. We got your back.
Yes.
And
you know, it's perfect for women, because if you don't have skills, and a lot of people don't have home skills now. So if you don't have the skills, you think, oh, they'll cover it.
You know, and that's really not the case. What's interesting is you're talking about a hot tub. Not a hot tub, I'm sorry, jacuzzi tub. I had a jacuzzi tub myself, and they told me that they weren't going to cover it. And one of the reasons why I stumbled upon this is because I tried using mine twice, and it wound up becoming like the worst thing that I ever did or attempted to do. So I've gotten to the point now where I'm kind of enjoying doing these shows every now and again about these guys. So
mm-hmm.
did you ever get your issue resolved, and did you wind up paying out of pocket? What happened there?
I had to pay everything out of pocket, and I actually made some very bad reviews on their 210 Facebook pages, and a lot of other people did too. It was so bad that they deleted the pages. But it did get me in the door to talk about some other issues that I had. But no, I had to pay for the tub and all of that myself.
I am so sorry, Callie. You were sold something that... Yeah. 1-833-880-9899 if you want to join us. 1-833-880-9899. And I'm going to ask the question again to the employee that I talked to. Hey, what do you think? Are home warranties still good?
I feel like home warranties are still a good thing to have, because, yes, there are things it does not cover, but in the long run, I think it does stop a lot of really big charges on everyday kind of things that do break down.
I don't think so. 1-833-880-9899. Hit us up. Want to hear a good story if you have one, but we've not found anybody yet that's given us one. This is Radio Disclosure. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. This home warranty thing, again, my opinion is I think they're a scam. You know, one of the callers from earlier, I could see how possibly that situation would have not been covered. I'm not going to say which at this point, but it's just, you listen to it. But here's the thing, though. The way they marketed it to this person, to this girl, you could clearly tell that what she was expecting the home warranty company to be was the handyman. Her guy of all these things, because that's what they do, right? That's the idea behind it. They are, you know, you got a broken AC unit, you pay them this so much fee per month, and they're going to come out, they're going to fix your air conditioner, or if it's totally bad, then they'll help you replace it. It's, you know, it's a win-win for everyone. They're getting your premium and so on and so forth. You only got a few minutes left. Jason, stay on the line. I'm going to grab your name and number for the next time we do this. I mean, you've been on hold for almost an hour. The rest of the people, we got about five others sitting here on hold. You can go ahead and drop off, or you can stay on. And if you decide that you want me to do another show with you, just go ahead and stay on the line. I just don't want anybody to feel like they have to sit and wait there. Back to what I was saying. You go online and you type in home warranty. Is this a scam? And you get a whole bunch of stuff. Housemethod.com. Five reasons why people believe home warranties are a scam. Number one, unclear terms. Without carefully reading the terms and conditions of your service contract, you may miss where it says that important misprinted items aren't covered, or your refrigerator is covered only up to a certain amount. Or what about these companies that change the terms after you have joined them? Unexpected costs. Yes, you have service fees every time someone comes out. Difficulty, cancellation process, claim denials, repair delays. I would agree with those statements that would be one of the reasons why people believe that these things are a scam. I would agree with that. From thisoldhouse.com, the three worst home warranty companies. Scroll down on the page. They've got American Home Shield, Choice Home Warranty. First American Home Warranty. Boy, that sounds patriotic, don't it? And again, if you go to the consumer alert page and you start reading on home warranties, I mean, it clearly states here, what items does a home warranty cover? It says home warranties probably don't cover as much as you think they do. Home warranties have a limited coverage and might exclude kitchen appliances, water heaters, pumps, furnaces, and other major appliances. Often consumers must take an additional payments for coverages such as big ticket items. Most home warranties do not cover structural defects, well pumps, septic tanks, and other home systems. Warranties generally do not cover more expensive repairs such as roofs, leaky windows, or chimney repairs. Here's the thing. That basic math that I was doing with most of the callers earlier, if you just save your premiums, you could probably take care of most of any of the problems that are being thrown at you. Yeah, it's really kind of sad. Some of these people have spent thousands of dollars with these companies and gotten nothing out of them. Especially when they needed him the most. Well, if you've got something to disclose to Radio Disclosure, you want to tell us a story, want to tell us anything, or if you want to throw your home warranty story in the bucket, call 1-833-880-9899. That's 1-833-880-9899. Listen to the prompts. You can leave us a voicemail. Want to say thank you to WTWW, the International Shortwave Station, for covering us tonight, and to all of our other local affiliates. This has been Radio Disclosure.